This is Stu from Aluna Theater. At the outset, Aluna defines success as a year-round bilateral relationship with our audiences and community of artists. While that vision statement remained true throughout the 3 years, it's fair to say that how we defined the terms within that statement, who exactly are our audiences, who is our community, and perhaps most importantly, who do we want them to be, these ideas evolved quite significantly over the course of our work. Our activities involved initiating or deepening three streams of outreach and engagement in person, online, and over the airwaves. We wanted to test how each of these streams might allow us to reach new audiences and strengthen genuine relationships we have with artists, audiences, and community members. Rather than one transactional presentation, we hope to see bilateral relationships emerging that could expand our circle of reach and also diversify Aluna's own artistic practices.
This is Trevor. We started a podcast by bringing microphones into pretty much everything we do. It took a year of research, curation, translation, production before we launched Radio Aluna Theater with two radio dramas, Leo and Madre. Both are previously produced works by established Latinx artists. Each one of these pieces went out in English and in Spanish. We also brought in a core team with two emerging artists to conduct interviews grounded in the concerns of their communities around a shared love of snacking. And we program these weekly podcast episodes around our company's core programming and publish them so they could be downloaded to anybody's phone. Spotify, Android, iOS, it's out there. Radio Luna Theater, sorry, pitch over. Our Rutas and Caminos festivals are meeting places for conferences and conversations. So we recorded those for a wider public. And as the podcast went on, our team introduced a more diverse set of guests, more international artists, more folks from comedy, music, burlesque, and we brought emerging artists into a renewed series of performances for the ears.
This is Bea, and in this process, we reaffirmed our belief that our artists are the most important way to develop communities and audiences. The more artists we support in their work, the more our audiences diversify and grow. With our podcasts, we not only support a larger number of productions, but we also potentially reach audiences that have labeled us as an exclusively Latinx theater company. During the pandemic, our podcasts have become our lifeline. They have allowed us to maintain production, stay in touch with audiences, and attract new listeners at home and internationally. These audio experiments build on the discoveries that we have made over the years working with what we call the bilingual mind. And they inform the creative languages we will share with audiences and communities in the years to come.
Thank you very much, Aluna. And I now invite YPT to join the conversation.
Okay, so this is Lindy speaking, and I came up with this question before we knew we were going to be asking Aluna this, but our question is, was there a single moment or was it a series of moments that were particularly tough or challenging and that in the end, they really contributed to your growth and overall learning in this project?
Yeah, I think there were many moments. I think Aluna is in a constant challenging moment just by the nature of who we are, such a small company with such big ambitions, also trying to build a community that is often not looked at and which is also defined as one culture when we come from so many different cultures from across the Americas. We actually, I think the biggest challenge for us and is really how people perceive us. And in doing so during the years, and especially more recently, we have been talking a lot about not even calling ourselves Latinx, but trans-American, because that allows us to include the communities which are part of our blood, which are the indigenous Black communities and European communities that exist and live in the continent. I guess with the podcast, we had so many challenges, but I'll let somebody else speak about people we work with.
Maybe I'll talk about producing and Sue. You could talk about the marketing side. Yeah. We didn't know what we wanted, how to do it. We didn't know who was going to do it. We didn't know. It was a second stream of programming. So we had to up our game curatorially. Also, the relationship between using Spanish and English was something that was a real mix. We began trying to do everything bilingual, and that didn't get take up in certain places, and we were losing a lot of time and energy in trying to do everything at the same time. So we found that different places we really made a difference, and in others not so much. So we still aim for that as our general goal, as a kind of both access and community building, but that was a challenge. And getting the team together. I think the Metcalf cohort was really helpful for me to think it out. At a certain point, I had, you know, is this project even going to happen? And I think I had a chance to chat with the folks from the Fringe, and that was actually really just get on the phone and talk to people. And it was a very simple answer to the, you know, but it did take that to get me going on that stuff. And then when we had the team, it just started moving, and you kind of build the community that shows up. You know, and that was actually another kind of learning that came out of that.
I can, thanks, Trevor. I can also add, in terms of marketing and the puzzle that was how to disseminate the podcast, even once we had the product that we were excited about, which, you know, it took some momentum and a year or two before we were really happy with the product that we were creating. Something that we didn't really touch on in the presentation is the more technical fixes that were also involved in the past 3 years of the project, because three streams of outreach were involved. Another was online, and it was some technical improvements, actually significant technical improvements to our website. Thanks, Michael. And to the back end, so that in-house we were able to build a really manageable system that we didn't need an expert anymore. And with that, we were able to house the podcast in a really accessible way and create a workflow over time that in-house we could get that podcast out and be speaking seamlessly with our social media. And it was quite satisfying actually to see how much more fluid those processes became.
I think,
One last little thing, Bea, you want to share?
Yes, so many times I have wanted to give up on community, on keep reaching to this Latin community, which I don't even know who they are out there. And I have wanted to give up such because I go off. And now more than ever I go, you can never give up.
Thank you.